Since life began on Earth around 4 billion years ago, our planet has gone through extraordinary changes in its climate. At times, the planet has been baking hot, and at other times, largely frozen. Many natural forces influence climate. The amount of energy we receive from the sun can wax and wane in cycles over hundreds and thousands of years, while particles from a violent volcanic eruption can block the sun's warming rays and plunge the planet into a cool period. But there is a part of our planet that has played a critical role in regulating the Earth's climate for billions of years. It's all around us, but is invisible to us. Only when you look back at Earth from space can you really see it. It's our atmosphere. This thin band is made up of a mixture of gases and water vapor. Some of the gases in our atmosphere influence our planet's temperature through a phenomenon we call the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect is in fact a perfectly natural phenomenon. Without it, the world would be a much colder place, and life would probably not exist here at all. Energy from the sun, in the form of light and heat, passes through those greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, is absorbed by the surface of the Earth, and then partially reflected back, but with a changed wavelength. A wavelength that cannot pass through the greenhouse gases any more than it does through this greenhouse glass. So heat is trapped here. It's only recently that we've come to accept that our species, humans, are capable of dramatically altering the composition of the greenhouse gases in our atmosphere. We're doing so because we've come to rely on one particular type of fuel for nearly all of our energy needs: fossil fuel. The burning of fossil fuel, such as oil and coal, releases carbon dioxide as a byproduct. This is an important greenhouse gas, and since the 18th century, we've increased the amount of atmospheric carbon dioxide by 30%. As a result, our planet is warming rapidly, and that is drastically affecting some of the most precious habitats.